The scripture this morning for our devotional thoughts as we prepare our hearts for Holy Communion is Genesis 22, verses 1 through 8. After these things, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham," and he said, "Here I am." He said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall show you." So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. He cut the wood for the burnt offering, and he set out and went to the place in the distance that God had shown him. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place far away. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac said to his father Abraham, "Father." And he said, "Here I am, son." He said, "The fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." So the two of them walked on together. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Some scriptures leave me befuddled. Reading this passage, I find myself torn. I admire the dedication of Abraham. Yet I shudder at the thought that a father could stab his child to death and then personally cremate him. Simultaneously. I admire Abraham, yet I deplore the fact. I'm sickened that he actually was ready to carry out this act of child sacrifice. Then, of course, there's Isaac. Abraham and Isaac are walking alone up the mountain. Abraham is carrying the fire and the knife, and Isaac is hauling the wood. Isaac walks with his father a while and then says, in John's paraphrase, "Dad, there's something wrong with this picture. We have everything we need for a sacrifice, but the sacrifice." If I'm in Isaac's shoes, my dad's answer that God will provide the sacrifice is not too comforting, particularly when I'm laid up on that stack of wood and I'm tied to that stack of wood and my dad is standing over me, looking at me with the knife ready to thrust it into me. As I was reading this passage, I had one of those light bulb moments. It's bad enough that they are walking up the mountain and Abraham believes he's about to sacrifice Isaac. He makes Isaac haul the wood. I mean, good grief, you would think if you think you're going to sacrifice your son in the name of God, you'd at least let him have a light walk up the hill. But no, he's got Isaac hauling the wood. I'm sorry, folks, I don't mean to be sacrilegious, but the dad in me just can't comprehend any of this. Then several centuries later, God the Father sends the Son up the hill of Golgotha, hauling the wood upon which he would hang for our salvation. And Jesus hauled the beam up the hill in full knowledge and total willingness to endure the additional humiliation and pain that awaited him. And note the difference between what God required of God's self versus what God required of humanity. God didn't end up sparing Isaac. God did not spare Jesus. What is incomprehensible to me as a parent, God the Father did for our salvation. Thus, regardless of what God may require or ask of us, it pales in comparison to what God has already done for us. As we observe Holy Communion, may we come closer to trusting God as did Abraham. And let us thank God for His amazing love and His amazing grace. Let us pray. Our most gracious Lord, thank you for your patience with me as a human being when I know something's in Scripture, but yet it still rubs me wrong. I still can't comprehend Abraham. Yet he had faith enough to follow you. And you spared his son Isaac, and we thank you. But yet, Lord, what you did not require of Abraham, you followed through for yourself. You ended up not requiring Abraham's son, but you gave your own son, and that son willingly hauled the wood upon which he was sacrificed for us. So, Lord, I also can't comprehend the depth of your love. But I praise you and thank you for it. As we receive your sacrament this morning, may we be reminded of and may we think of your wonderful love. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen.